A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text today is the dream text for the Dean of Students to bring to his students this day. Where the Christian is a changed person, changed for the better, we pray. Peter, writing to new Christians, urged them, we heard yesterday, to crave the spiritual milk, the pure spiritual milk, and to grow up into their salvation. They were being built up to be a spiritual house, a priesthood that was holy, to make their lives to be lived as spiritual sacrifices that are made acceptable through Christ Jesus. The believers of Christ, now called God's people, were created by God the Spirit, to declare the excellencies of him who called them out of darkness into his wonderful light. And now, as God's people, they were urged by St. Peter in our text to live their new lives for Christ. No longer were they citizens of the world, though they still live there. They were rather described as by Peter as being sojourners and exiles, or as we might say, strangers and pilgrims. As they were sojourners and exiles, they were to be living differently. They were to abstain from the passions of the flesh that they were clothed with, naturally, but now they were clothed with new clothing in their baptisms. This world that they were traveling through and you are traveling through is not your homeland in Christ. You are his people, claimed by him, made his own in your baptisms, that you might overcome the temptations of the worldly flesh that fights against your renewed soul. My friends, you and I are in a struggle here. It is a struggle that will continue throughout your earthly days. You are not perfect. Rather, there is a struggle going on within you for perfection where evil wants to overcome. Your spirits know which is the better thing, but your flesh wants its way. It's easy to give up, to fall into step with the worldly. However, in Christ you are pure, and in him and his spirit you can abstain from the passions of the flesh that war against the soul. The porn, the X-rated movies, the salacious mind-destroying internet, and various pieces of literature are indeed the devil's tools to cause you to fall and fail in your mission of being formed as servants in Christ. My friends, stay awake, be sober, be vigilant, for you indeed face an adversary who is powerful. But he has been overcome. He has been overcome by Christ for you, and with Christ, you can focus on the Word, and along with Christ, say to Satan, "It is written." But sadly, many of your brothers before you have fallen over the years. Too many fall, too many fail because they forget that they are not of this world. The love of money or self, the lack of contentment with the gifts that God gives, the failure to cherish their loved ones and going and seeking others has ruined many ministries and brought shame upon Christ and his church. So the Spirit urges you to resist Satan and to live honorable lives among those of this world, and you can. But it is a struggle, as Brother Martin says, to be sure. Sin has been removed through faith, yet you still have the flesh, which is foolish and furious. Therefore, see that you suppress it. You will have to have strength and to quell and subdue lust, and the greater your faith is, the greater the trials will be. Therefore, you must be prepared and armed, and you must combat without ceasing, lust without ceasing, that is. For they will assail you with large numbers and try to take you captive. Think not because you are a seminary student and later a pastor or deaconess that you will have no temptations. Oh, how wrong you will be, let me tell you. However, in Christ you can overcome. And in Christ, you can live your life as a splendid example for the world as you glorify God and focus not on yourselves, but upon Him. Yes, you will obey the laws of the land as long as they don't force you to go against God's will. And as seminarians, pastors, deaconesses, and whatever other vocation you might be living in, you will live in the freedom of Christ. Free to serve one another in Christian love, free to turn away from sin to life in Christ, free to live as His servants. The obedience of the child of God does indeed bring glory to God, and you are God's people, called out of darkness to proclaim the great things of God to the world around us. As your dean, I pray that this will be your lifestyle while you're at the seminary and after you leave. We do have a student handbook, but its purpose is no different than what Peter wrote under the Spirit's urging. You are entering a time of your life when you will be formed into servants of Jesus Christ. And that formation will be impossible to accomplish if your life is lived contrary to God's word. If you selfishly seek your own good, you will bring dishonor upon yourself and upon Christ and His church. Known throughout our community as seminarians and pastors and workers in the church, if your choice of entertainment, indeed your entire life, does not bring glory to Christ, it will bring Him dishonor. And it happens. It has happened as men and women have broken confidences, as they have taken what is not rightly theirs, as they have committed adultery, as they have had too much to eat or too much to drink, as they neglect their duty, as they have wasted time on the internet, as they have lied, slandered, embezzled, as they have departed Christ. They have hurt Christ and His mission to save the world. Dear friends, this should not happen to you. Indeed, you will be tempted, but you need not use liberty as a license to do what is evil. Live your lives for the one who has made you his. Live your lives here as someone who is a sojourner and an exile. Live your life in the love of Christ, which God has showered upon you. For you are indeed different. You have a task, and that task will be terribly difficult at times, but it is a task that must be accomplished. There is a need to go forth with the saving message of Jesus Christ into a world that is becoming increasingly hostile to the truth of the word. But go you must, to be sojourners and exiles, living lives of joy and peace of Christ as a message that the world needs to hear, that Christ has transformed us so that we might live as his body in this strange place, living as his servants, honoring everyone, and loving all in the church of Jesus Christ. A daunting task it is, but you will overcome the temptations of Satan as you rely upon Christ and his grace. In him you will have the victory. In him you will overcome sin, death, and Satan. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.